so far as to tell me that it's hopeless and they're entirely helpless and are convinced that there's no way they're ever going to become a great putter. Most of these kinds of players are going to tell me that their mind is constantly flooded with negative thoughts prior to a round, during a round, after a round, and just before, during, and after every putt they take, which ends up becoming a definite self-fulfilling prophecy. Other players tell me they have no idea where they're aimed when they're standing over the putter, and that there's nothing that confuses them or destroys their trust more than that. Others find that they can't find a feel for distance. Others are constantly afraid of three putting. Fear and lack of trust are some of the greatest enemies to anyone who putts. But likewise, embarrassment over missing a short putt can also destroy. I see a variety of ways in which people try to counter this. Some think that the solution is to become overly aggressive. Over and over they'll watch a great putter and see the ball go past the hole and decide the key is to stand over the putt and say, well, if I miss it, I want to miss it looking aggressively. Of course, this attitude doesn't help either. It only helps the social appearance of looking like you're a positive, confident putter. Other players, as they get overly tentative, day in, day out,